Unit 5. Stress and Memory. Listening and Speaking. 1. Listen to the following 5 dialogues carefully and choose the best answers.
Dialogue 1.
How about the film last night?
Never before have I seen such an interesting film. Dialogue 2. What was the best moment of the race for you?
Oh, when I got to the finishing line, definitely.
Dialogue 3. The sunrise is so great. Could you take a picture for me, Victor?
If I had some film in my camera, I would be more than happy to do it for you.
Dialogue 4. I don't like the colour of my cell phone. It's too dark. I'd like to change the colour.
Which colour do you prefer? Purple?
No, I prefer silver. Dialogue 5.
Do you think the headmaster could see me tomorrow before 9:30?
He won't be in until 11:45.
Is 12:40 any good?
Yes, I will write down that time.
Two. Listen to dialogue 6 carefully and choose the best answers.
Dialogue 6. Dad, I am going out. I've something important to do with my friend.
What did you say?
I said I was going out. I said I had something important to do with my friend this afternoon.
But it's raining outside. It's too wet to go out today.
His house is not far from here. I can get there quickly.
All right, then put on your raincoat. But when will you come back home?
I'll be back as soon as possible. Okay? Bye.
Three. Listen to the following short passage carefully and fill in the blanks with what you have heard.
New York officials Friday showed the new design for the Freedom Tower. It will be built on the World Trade Center site. According to the plan, the office building will be 1,776 feet. Or 541 meters high, in reference to the year the US declared its independence. It's topped by a spire that makes people think of the symbol of the Statue of Liberty. Construction work on the US$12 billion building will begin in September, exactly 3 years after the attacks in 2001. By the time the 70-floor skyscraper is completed in 2008, it will be the world's tallest building. It is a historic day, a day that hopefully decades from now we'll look back on as we see the New York skyline. We will understand the sacrifices of September 11. We will understand the courage of New Yorkers. We will understand the value of freedom, said the New York governor, George Pataki.